The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to his disciples, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of the joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also now are in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything, and I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give to you. The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to just suggest a teaching for the day. Today we celebrate the life, the short but powerful life of Charlie Ternan. A young man who made one fatal mistake of taking a Percocet, which he had used many times in the past for pain following a back surgery. Tragically, on one occasion, he took a Percocet which was laced with fentanyl, which he bought on the street online. He took this to rest and to relieve some pain from his back. He died a very short time later in his sleep. It's a great teaching for us, for young people especially, to take a second look at a drug culture in which we live. It's also a teaching for parents. And if you want to learn more about this, this wonderful young man, when he died, he was just 22 years old, 1 year ago today. It's especially a powerful teaching for young people about buying drugs which are not prescribed. The second thought that is given to us today by way of a teaching is our prayer for Heya Kim, a wonderful young mother here at Holy Family School who is now fighting for her life. She is gravely ill. The teaching will be for us, when we are tempted to complain about wearing masks, or complain about getting a vaccine or not getting a vaccine, when we are tempted to complain about the inconvenience of a COVID culture in which we have lived now for a length of time, the inconvenience of it, be enlightened and be formed by the pain and the struggle of serious issues that others carry. Don't be caught up in the trivial things that tend to allow us to complain or to become anxious. Be enlightened, be strengthened. Find the teaching that comes from the pain and the struggle of many others. Let that be the teaching today. Somehow, moments of grief have a way of binding us together, coming together as one family. Moments of joy do that, but especially in moments of grief, there is a bond of belonging which emerges, which was there before, but somehow it has a new life when we're faced with pain and struggle and loss. Journey through your day, therefore, grateful for the blessings which you have. Count your blessings today. Say a prayer of gratitude. Appreciate your family. Tell somebody you love them. Say a word of gratitude. Lift up your spirits. Be confident. The Lord is with us. We are strengthened in our faith. We are consoled in the bonds of our belonging. So let this be a day in which we are enlightened and we are strengthened in our faith and we are bonded to one another in a deeper, more profound, and more enduring way. Let the pain and the struggle of others become the grace that will enlighten us and send us through this day conscious of God's presence, conscious of God's goodness to us. So Charlie Ternan was just 22 years old. Heya Kim is a young mother of a seventh grade student at Holy Family School. These must touch us somehow, must enlighten us. Learn more about Charlie's life in Song for Charlie. It's a website, and it should enlighten us and teach us as parents and as young people heavily burdened by a culture of drugs. Amen. Pause now for a moment of prayer.